Podcasts have a problem. Think about it. How many podcasts did you start and abandon before you found this one? Every article that promises podcasting's greatest hits features the same 10 shows everyone's already heard of. And the podcast app that you're playing this on, they're recommending the same podcast to you that they are to your high school gym teacher. Heard FM, a personalized podcast app, believes you deserve a unique podcast experience with recommendations tailored to your interests. Because when you recommend the same thing to everyone, you're not giving anyone the attention they deserve. When you download the app, you'll set up your interest profile, and every Monday you'll receive a new batch of podcasts that are made just for you. So stop looking for podcasts. Heard FM already found them for you. Download Heard FM on iOS and Android now. Today's episode of Super Ordinary is brought to you by All in My Head, an audio drama about Nova, a young woman suffering from sleep paralysis. As she tries to get to the bottom of her condition, she discovers there might be more to the monsters in her dreams than she thinks. Stick around at the end of the episode for a sneak peek of their show.
Bailey, please, 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 Bailey, please, you have to wake up. I can't do this. I can't do this on me. Bailey, please.
Oh, Harrison, what did you learn at your internship? I'm so glad you asked. I maybe accidentally abetted a potentially unstable kind of criminal.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go for you?
Oh, great. She just, you know, brought down a city block, caused a 50-car pileup, and pulled a subway car out of the ground. Amazing.
Please, wake up.
Annika. Hey, buddy. You want to maybe take a deep breath for me? Maybe even two, three? You're really feeling like an overachiever tonight. Come on.
Oh, Bailey. I don't know. Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it.
Annika, can you hear me?
I don't know how to help her, Harrison. Harrison, she's the one with the plans. I don't know what I'm doing without her.
Hey, I know, but it's going to be okay. Can you take a deep breath for me? Come on. Yeah, that's good. That's good. That's really good. Listen. Can you hear that?
What?
The sirens, Annika. Can you hear how close they're getting?
That doesn't matter. I have to help her.
Annika, I know this isn't your fault, and I know you're doing your best, but you've got to understand that this doesn't look good, like, at all, okay? They're not going to care that you're trying to control yourself. They're just going to care that you can't.
No, I can't. I can't just leave her here. I can't.
Annika! Look. Just put your ear to her chest, okay?
What's that going to do?
Come on. Just do it for me.
Okay.
What do you hear? Then you know she needs help. Help that we can't give her. But they can, okay? They can get her to a doctor, find someone to get her some real medical help. They're right on the other side of this rubble, Annika. As soon as we're gone, they'll come over and they'll take her to someone who can take her.
And then what? They lock her up? We've done things, Harrison. We've hurt people, me and Bailey.
No, Annika. You've done things. You've hurt people. They're gonna ask her some questions, sure, but they're not gonna do anything to her. They want you.
I can't leave her like this.
Bailey dedicated her life to making sure you were safe. You really think she's gonna be okay with you throwing that all away when you had the chance to run? Annika!
Okay, what do we do?
We run.
Hmm. Max, slow down! We don't know what we're running into here!
A disaster zone, Aiden, that's what! We have to find a way to help!
Max's crap coming down all around! There's no way we can go in there without risking getting hurt ourselves!
As team manager, I...
Jen's right, Max. The cops are already here. Let's let the professionals handle this.
Professionals? This isn't some natural disaster, guys. This is a certified super shit show. And unless we've got a powered police force I don't know about, we're the only ones suited to go out there and actually do something about this.
Max, we don't even know if Annika's still in there.
But we know people are hurt, and I know I can help them, or at least try. And I'm going to, whether you guys are coming with me or not.
Max!
Hey, hi, Mr., Guy, can you hear me? Okay, that's okay. Listen, I'm here to help you. I'm gonna see if we can move this pillar off you, okay? I'm just gonna... You got this, Max. It's not supposed to be there, so you're just gonna put it where it belongs. I got this! Okay, sir, are you okay?
Max,
can you hear me?
Max, look out!
Oh my god.
Sorry, Mom. Jesus Christ, Max, pay attention.
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking.
I know you're fine because I saved your ass, but can we please, please fucking go?
Are you serious right now? I just moved a freaking metal beam off a guy and now he can breathe, Aiden. There's a ton of people around us that are trapped and injured and you just saw that I can help. You really want me to leave right now?
I want you to not kill yourself in the process of helping other people.
So work with me. Keep me clear of anything falling or coming at me while I get people free. Or don't, but I'm staying whether you are or not.
Fine. But only because you're gonna get yourself killed.
Whatever. Keep up.
Are they serious? What do we do?
Are you kidding? This is unparalleled shit, Jen. This is my ticket out of daytime. I'm going to try and get some footage. Does my hair look okay?
Yeah, it looks great, Jay.
Okay, I'm gonna stream. You're gonna do your superhero thing, right?
Yeah, just let me...
That's for girl. I'll see you later.
Yeah. Do my superhero thing. What good's being invisible in a place like this?
This is Justin Chang coming to you live from the ground of the current situation in Brooklyn. As you can see, this is just the latest, though arguably most deadly in the attacks from the supervillain we've come to know as Annika. While we don't have a surname, we do know that she's a teenager. She has a teenage accomplice as well, and may be traveling with a young woman in her 20s who dresses like... honestly, like she's homeless. Most of all, as you can see here, she should be considered extremely dangerous.
How much longer are we gonna stand out here?
Chill, okay? Keep taking deep breaths for me.
You hear the sirens, right? You do realize we could get caught at literally any second.
In literally any second, she's gonna open the fucking door. Come on, Andy, come on, open.
Hello?
Andy, let us up.
Harrison?
The one and only.
You're not dead?
Not for severe lack of trying.
I thought for sure...
As fun as this is, could you please let us up?
Us?
Hi.
That's not...
I swear I'll explain everything, but you can hear the sirens from up there, can't you? Andy, come on!
It's 1 a.m., Harrison.
So I've still got 4 hours to buy you a drink and things, but I can't do that if I'm, you know, handcuffed in the back of a police car. And I have a lot of fantasies about handcuffs, and maybe one or two about the back of police cars, but most of them don't involve doing 10 years in prison for trying to be a nice person. Most?
God, I was really hoping this was a joke.
You've always told me I'm not funny enough to make jokes.
Take it all back. Please, chase a stand-up career for all I care, as long as you stop chasing this super shit.
Harrison, I thought you said she would help us.
Oh, I'm gonna. But only because Harrison's going to get herself killed, and then who's going to have to live with that?
Sean? My parents?
Me. Come on, get inside before anyone sees you.
Hey, Andy, do you think Annika could maybe borrow your shower for a second, cool down a bit?
Yeah. Hey, Annika, you want to take a shower? Get some of that
dirt off you while Harrison and I sweat this all out.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that'd be good, I think.
You want to come with me? It's right down the hall. This one for hot, this one for cold. The pipes creak a little, and sometimes it takes a minute to heat up, but it'll get there.
Okay.
Take your time, all right? Harrison and I will be in the living room when you're all done. I'll find you some clothes.
Thank you.
Yeah. Of course, Annika. I'm really sorry this is all happening to you.
What the hell are you thinking, Harrison, bringing her here? Being with her at all?
I'm thinking she needs help.
Yeah? And you really think you're the one to give it to her?
No one else is helping. Sean's fucking completely off the face of the map. And what's Heather doing other than plastering fear-mongering headlines all over the front page? What are you doing, for that matter, other than helping her?
That's not fair.
Why? Because you're too afraid to speak up for what's right and lose your job? Do you really admire the work Heather's doing?
What the hell has gotten into you?
What's gotten into me? Andrea, kids are being completely ravaged by the media and by people they trust because of something they can't control. They didn't ask for it.
I get that you have some weird complex about Annika, but you're making it sound like a complete conspiracy. You do realize what she's capable of, right? That's not completely escaping your mind in this insane fantasy you're having?
I know she's capable of controlling it.
How?
I saw her, okay? I saw her want to bring a building down on people who had hurt her, and I saw her stop herself, so why can't she do it again?
Look, I know you want to take on the world, and I know you want to be someone's hero, but...
But what? I can't be.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying I know how you get. I've seen you take on more than you're ready to, and I know you're not going to give it up. I don't want to see you burn yourself out for someone you barely know again, okay?
I'm not gonna do that again, okay? You know I'm better than that.
I know you better than to buy that.
Look, fine. Maybe I would if I thought I could. I mean, I did think I could, but... Dude, she is really starting to scare me, okay? I think this is way beyond what I'm qualified to handle.
Famous last words.
You gonna help or not?
I've got a wanted criminal using my shampoo, Harrison. I don't think I really have a choice. What's the plan?
There is a place for people like her. Someone who can help them, keep them safe. We just need your car.
Whoa, Max, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You look like you're about to pass out.
I'm fine, Aiden.
Max, as much as I hate to say it, Aiden's right.
Sorry, can I get that on tape?
Seriously, Max, you really are not looking good. Can we get you some water?
Something to eat?
Jen? Is there anything in the fridge?
I think there's some leftovers from pizza night.
Jen? Food, hello?
I just said there's pizza.
Maybe she's still out there?
Alone? She didn't even want to go in the first place.
Seriously, can we find you bread or something? Carboload you?
You're supposed to do that before long bouts of physical activity, idiot.
Yeah? And what are you supposed to give a teenager who won't listen when people tell her to stop using her power so she doesn't completely wipe herself out? Protein?
Dads, you want to stop arguing about my dietary needs and maybe figure out where Jen is?
I'm literally right here, guys. What the hell?
She's probably just getting some air.
When have I ever gotten air?
When has she ever gotten air?
Maybe she did what we should have done down there. Maybe she finally ran.
Are you kidding me?
Max, he kind of has a point. The media is going to focus on the negative here, and you saw what a shitshow Annika left behind.
How do you know what the media is going to do?
Because it's what I'm going to do. It's what I just did.
He's right, Max. I'm telling you, we need to cool it with the powers for a bit. People know who I am. Thanks to Jen, we've literally paraded it on national television.
People don't know who I am.
You really think a little mask around your eyes is gonna keep you hidden forever? Who do you think you are? Clark Kent?
It's working now.
It's working because people aren't out for blood. But let everyone get their hands on this disaster zone.
And they're gonna be coming for anyone who's got powers. Not just the person responsible.
That means you guys. If his weird, vague threats weren't clear enough.
I cannot believe you guys.
I'm serious, Max. We need to let this play out. No running around trying to save kittens from trees. At least until we know it's safe.
No way. You guys want to be selfish and sit around while the city falls apart knowing you could do something about it? Be my guest, but don't expect me to join you.
Max? Wait a second, Max!
Max, where are you going?
Home.
That went well.
Did she call us her dads?
Ew, God, I think she did. I'm gonna head out. You sticking around?
Yeah, I'll wait for Jen to get home.
All right, I'll I'll see you.
Hopefully not.
Yeah, hopefully not.
Aiden.
Yeah?
Good work today. With Max.
Oh. Thanks.
You've reached Jen. I'm clearly too busy to take your call right now, or I've seen your name on the caller ID and I don't want to. Leave a message.
Jen! Where are you? We all came back and I didn't see you before we left. Just let me know that you're okay. I'll stick around till you get back.
Justin? I'm right here. Why can't any of you hear me?
I didn't mean earlier when I said all the stuff about you not willing to risk your job. I didn't mean it.
Yes, you did.
Okay, well, I didn't mean to say it to your face or anything.
You've never had a filter, Harrison. I'm used to it by now.
Thank you for helping us.
I'm helping you. Annika's just a beneficiary of that.
Why?
I don't know. Maybe you were right.
About?
Maybe I'm tired of working with someone who can't separate her personal feelings from her job, okay? I want to change the world, not censor it.
She won't let Sean print, even after the recording?
None of us could really tell who was at fault there. The recording went all staticky before we could make anything out.
They ambushed us, just busted in, guns blazing, like Annika doesn't have a tendency to freak out and blow shit up when she's surprised.
I don't think it matters what happened at this point. Not to Heather. She's never going to let Sean print it, especially not after...
Not after what?
Shauna. He showed up at the office.
You what?
He was pretty... I don't know, Harrison. He bought a house upstate, said they needed to settle down, get out of the city, be somewhere safe.
Did they?
I can still pay my rent, can't I?
She told him no.
She told him fuck no. Sent him packing. No one's heard from him since.
Jesus.
How long is she going to stay knocked out?
She took a sleeping pill, probably out until we get there.
You trust this place?
Yeah, Megan seems great, actually.
She's a powered blogger, like you?
She doesn't run one or anything. She reached out after I posted the interview, said if we're still alive, she had a place for us to stay.
And you trust her?
Do you think I'm crazy? I checked her out. There's dozens of parents who credit her with their kids' lives.
So what? We just drop Annika in the wilderness with a stranger you met on the internet and head home? You're really going to be done that easy?
I mean, I figured we'd hang out a bit, check the place out.
Make sure she doesn't blow anything up?
That shouldn't be a problem. I think they've got one computer between the whole camp.
Seriously?
Yeah, like holistic healing or some bullshit. But being one with nature. Turn off here. We're almost there, I think.
Almost where? You didn't tell her?
Tell me what?
Harrison.
Hey, when exactly was I supposed to work that into conversation? Before or after she finished bringing a whole city block to bloody chaos?
Now might be a good time.
While everything was going down, you were getting a little, you know, a little, uneven, shall we say? I found someone who wants to help you.
Like a doctor?
Well, I don't think she has any official degrees or anything, but she seems to be pretty good at helping people.
Guys, I think we're here.
Look, just give it a try, okay? It might really help. And if it doesn't, there's literally nothing saying you can't leave. But at least lay low for a bit until the coast is clear, okay?
Are we in the fucking woods?
They're secluded. Which is a great thing to be when you're, you know, a fugitive.
Fine. But you better have packed allergy meds, dude. I'm fucking allergic to pollen. What is this place?
Harrison! Oh, that must be you.
Oh, we're hugging. Okay, that's awesome.
And this is?
Andrea. Unannounced, but the one with the car.
Oh, don't be silly. We've got enough room for any weary travelers that come our way. Will you be needing a bed, too?
Oh, I'm not. I don't have...
Oh, goodness, excuse me. I didn't mean to assume.
No problem.
And you must be Annika.
Yeah.
I've been so looking forward to meeting you, Annika. We all have. Welcome to Camp Safe Haven.
This episode of Super Ordinary was written and directed by Marissa Tandon. It featured Mia Kadama as Annika, Marissa Tandon as Harrison, Christina Raquel as Andrea, Alexandra Tandon as Max, Danielle Shamaya as Jen, Anshu as Justin, Michael Yapugian as Aiden, and Julia Morizawa as Megan. Original music is composed and performed by Gilberto Benitez. To keep up with our show, follow us on social media at SuperOrdPod, and for bonus content, merch, and to find out how to get our episodes 2 days early, visit our website at superordinarypod.com. This episode was brought to you by All In My Head. To listen to their show, visit their website at allinmyheadpod.com. And now, please enjoy a sneak peek of their show.
So, Nova, what would you like to talk about today?
I just want to get some sleep, Dr. Andrews.
Quiet. Quiet.
So, sleeping. When we talked on the phone, you told me you suffer from sleep paralysis quite frequently.
You aren't real. You aren't real.
Keep quiet.
4 years. I have to say, that's unprecedented.
You don't exist. When I wake up, you'll be gone.
Quiet, little girl. Can't let you scream.
You are not real. You're just a bad dream.
Quiet!
Now, how are you going to fix me?
To keep up with our show, follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at All In My Head Pod. For additional content, join us on our website at www.allinmyheadpod.com.